Finding purpose. It's easy to overthink it. It doesn't have to be complicated. Feeling unmotivated to get out of bed, feeling directionless with work or retirement, want to connect with something bigger, just not sure what bigger is? I have two thoughts. One, get up. Two, go matter. That's it. Breathe and live that. And the world becomes softer and kinder because of you. I'd say that's living with pretty great purpose. Through the years, I've lived 1,000 days of wandering and wondering about what's my purpose. And in my lostness, I somehow always find my way back to these direction-providing words. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin onto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. That's Emily Dickinson, written around 1864. If I meet her someday, I'm giving her a hug. In taking inspiration from Emily, I saved a worm who was moving nowhere on a hot sidewalk. I picked up a few abandoned beer bottles laying in the park. I bought a juice for a homeless woman sitting outside the store. I mattered. Feel like your value is slipping? Feel like you're wandering? Number one, get up. Number two, go matter. There are hearts that are breaking, pains that need soothing, and robins who need help getting back to their nests. And they're each waiting for you.